In my knowledge of what I've seen and talking with colleagues here, working in PEPFAR and also with the government of Rwanda, one of the strengths of the program here is the collection and use of data, and to see how data are used both for innovations, for continuous quality improvement, and to then to be able to create efficiencies and to target where the epidemic is occurring. I think this type of information of being able to use data for these purposes, for program, for asking research questions, for making continuous improvements, should be looked at to see how that can be used for other programs. And I know it is to some level, but I think the degree with PEPFAR under Ambassador Birx has moved in this direction is a good model for other programs. And within the Center for Global Health, I keep talking to my programs as well to say we need to be able to do this. So I think what Rwanda has done, and through PEPFAR and through others, of the use of the data is really incredible. The constant innovations, both in management and in trying to reach populations, as well as potentially data systems, the use of mobile phones for callback, and also what we've seen in the establishment of the blood transfusion program here to now being accredited. All of these type of efforts that have been put forward in PEPFAR should be used in the other programs as well, and to the certain level of capacity that has been established. The strengthening of the laboratory systems, the health management information system, human resources for health, all of these innovations and best practices that have been established through the working in HIV/AIDS should be transferred into the other public health programs and areas as they move forward.